this works. And maybe it's not for everyone, but we don't teach fasting, or we don't teach keto, or we don't teach like shake diets, or we don't even teach like gourmet meals. We work with mainly women, busy moms. They're always running around taking care of kids or grandkids. They're not going to sit there or don't want to sit there and make 2-hour meals. So our meals are very simple, easy to create. All the ingredients you get at a conventional grocery store. You don't have to run around to specialty stores or even health food stores.
Oh, and a full year, and that lets you save. Who cares?
Welcome to a brand new edition of Ageless Energy, where we talk about how to burn fat, increase energy, and balance hormones for women over 40. Over the past 20 years as a performance coach, I've worked with hundreds of women that have the exact same struggles you do. I hope to shine some light with this podcast on what can be the most challenging time of your life and let you know there is hope to find success with your health and what you're looking for. Please share and enjoy.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another training session. Today, we're talking about diabetes and balancing your blood sugar levels. This one's super important. I'm going to explain why as we get into it. So my voice is a little bit raspy. I'm not feeling 100%. That's a tough pill for me to swallow because it's rare, but the show must go on. I wanted to show up here for you guys and with you guys talking about it all week. So it's probably a bit shorter show, but we're going to make it happen. Okay, where to start? So when it comes to balancing your blood sugar levels, I think it's important to understand that there are ways to improve your blood sugar levels. And I think that a lot of times people don't feel like there's a way for them to do that, or they don't see a light at the end of the tunnel, or they feel like nutrition is too overwhelming. But this is what we teach, and I'm going to talk about the four macros. I'm going to talk about what spikes your blood sugar levels and what you can do about it. But I guess at the very beginning, I want to offer you hope. Like, you should be able to balance your blood sugar levels with a balanced diet. So I'm going to get into that here shortly. And I can tell you for a fact, we have doctors that are shocked when our clients start on our meal plans. We've done detoxes. And when I say detoxes, we do whole food, real food from conventional grocery stores. And we get people off refined sugar and processed food, and their blood sugar levels start to balance out almost immediately. So that's what I'm going to talk about today. And hopefully we have some great conversation. Regardless of where you're at, you should understand that those blood sugar levels need to be balanced and not spiking on a regular basis, because that's negatively affecting your health. And that's across the line, like diabetes, from losing limbs to nervous eyesight, like your nervous system, eyesight. It's a scary thing. I always do more research. I usually have a good idea or generalization of what the topic is, otherwise I wouldn't talk about it. But then I do more research about it, and I'm like, my gosh, like, people, that it's real. Like, if you're at risk for diabetes, you got to start taking action today. And I think more people are than we know about. More people are in more imminent danger than they know, because they're not living healthy. So when it comes to the macros, I asked on the group, and it was like everyone wrote like perfect macros, and I was like, was that like a Google? Did someone Google macros? Macros, it isn't, like, it's just a fancy word. A lot of times people like macros or macronutrients. That's like a big word or a scientific word. It's not. All it is four different categories of different foods, if you will. So you look at protein, like the protein category. In most cases, that's meats, because it's so specific. Now, we've been eating more meat now than we usually do, but because we have different goals and we're experimenting in different ways. But you can combine plant-based, or you can combine plants to get your meats, like, for example, beans and rice. That makes a complete protein. It's also high in carbs and high in calories. But so I'm looking at macros in particular. I'm talking about like protein in particular. It's usually got to be a meat. So you're looking at chicken, steak, or steak, beef, fish, turkey. So that's your protein macro. And then you look at another macro, is your fiber or antioxidants. A lot of people said fiber when I asked. I like to call that antioxidants. I guess fiber is easier, but antioxidants fight free radicals. And all of us are struggling to fight free radicals on a regular basis. So that's why I like that protein category to be antioxidants, but it can be fiber. Regardless, it's basically vegetables. So those are your antioxidants. That's your fiber. That slows digestion. That actually prevents your or helps prevent your sugars from spiking so much. Then we have the carb category. So you have your, you call them complex carbs. They can be called slow carbs or slow digesting carbs. And I'll go through each one of them with you. But it's important to know, we look at these complex carbs, your simple carbs spike your blood sugar levels. And when I go like this, I'm making an arrow with my finger. Those of you, some of you may be listening as a podcast. This is live. We're streaming. So,
hi, Dad.
Hi, baby. So the simple carbs spike your blood sugar levels, and far too many people are consuming simple carbs on a regular basis. I'll get into that more in a moment. And then we have our last category, our fourth one is fats. And you could put them in any category you want. Of course, I would call them healthy fats, just like complex carbs. You want healthy fats, not your some saturated fats are okay, like butter, for example, but I'm not going to get into that today. You have your it's very in depth. Like we can talk about medium chain, long chain fats. We can talk about saturated fats, poly, I don't have time for that today. We can do a whole show on fats if you guys want, but for today in particular, I want to give you a brief overview of what your meal plan should look like. And if you don't have someone making a meal plan for you, you should be making a meal plan for yourself. And it's time consuming. Of course it is. That's why if you're paying someone to do it, you're paying for their time and expertise to sit there and make it. Dorothy makes a meal plan for all of our clients every single week. She spends hours on them because she balances, she balances macros, she balances calories depending on weight for each individual. She comes up with great recipes that taste good and are clean. And that's extreme. Like, that's next level. If you're looking like most coaches, even nutritionists, they're like, pick some, like, here's your macros, here's your percentages, go ahead and make your own meal plan. And I'm like, who's going to do that? No one. That's why people fall off on those types of programs. So if you have someone doing it for you, of course it's much easier, but you have to exchange your time for money. A lot of times people won't do that. They would rather hold on to their money, not realizing that time is your greatest commodity. Like for me, being a newer father, that is the most time is the most valuable thing you could ever have. I understand that. And I would rather pay I'd rather pay someone to help run our business and spend time with my toddler, right? But we don't, like, not everyone understands that. Like, you could pay someone so you're not sitting there banging your head against the wall trying to make a meal plan when you could be doing something you'd rather enjoy, right? Now, if you enjoy meal planning, fantastic. You should meal plan. And the thing is, like, when we make meal plans, we do grocery shopping lists. So if you have grocery shopping lists, that saves you time in the grocery store as well. It also saves you money because you're not buying things you shouldn't be buying, chips, pops, cookies, etc. You are, you're not buying food that's going to go bad in the fridge. And then we teach meal prep, meal planning, and buying in bulk. So there's a lot to this, but hopefully I'm giving you an idea of what this looks like for you to create at home for yourself. So when you're designing your meals and you need a balance of the four macros, this is what we teach and this is what we do. And I'm telling you, it works. There's no better way. And if there's any of our members in here, if you could comment and let our audience know how well it works. Like, this works. And maybe it's not for everyone, but we don't teach fasting, or we don't teach keto, or we don't teach like shake diets, or we don't even teach like gourmet meals. We work with mainly women, busy moms that are always running around taking care of kids or grandkids. They're not going to sit there or don't want to sit there and make 2-hour meals. So our meals are very simple, easy to create. All the recipes or all the ingredients you get at a conventional grocery store. You don't have to run around to specialty stores or even health food stores. So I got to tell you guys, we use these honeybee lozenges, and their ingredients are super clean. When you go to the pharmacy or the grocery store and you look at lozenges, I am shocked how much nonsense there is out there. It's like they're trying, like, the stuff that is the ingredients that's in the lozenges, I'm like, do they want to keep you feeling horrible? Because that's what I would do if I put those ingredients in a product. So actually, I got a shout out to Vanda here before I forget. I posted a picture of one of our breakfasts. It was a cottage cheese, eggs, sprouts, cucumbers, tomatoes, and that was and then she made that breakfast and posted in our group, so I thought that was really cool. So when we're looking at the macros, you want four macros in each meal, so at least three of your meals. And then it really depends on what your goals are, but we see in almost across the board working with women is that they're not eating enough calories, like calorie deprived. What does that mean? You have lack of energy, your digestion probably isn't working properly, you're not able to burn body fat. and you're likely craving in the evenings, right? I'd imagine if anyone wants to share, you can put your hand up and let us know that's you, because that's most people that come to us and we're like, this is exactly what's happening in your life and this is how we can help, because we start creating macros, balanced macros for you throughout the day. So instead of backloading your calories when you are sedentary, scrolling, Netflixing, your most of your calories are coming at the end of the day when you're not doing anything. What happens? We spike our blood sugar levels into the evening and we can't sleep. It's not rocket science. And I don't say that I'm not trying to dumb it down. I'm just telling you that there's a step-by-step process of exactly why you're in the position that you're in. And we can reverse engineer that to bring you to a different position. So what we do, instead of you backloading your calories, we start to spread out your calories earlier in the day. And of course, that starts with breakfast. I know a lot of times people are like, can't do breakfast, not for me. And I'm like, maybe good digestion isn't for you, or more energy throughout the day isn't for you, or feeling better about you fitting in your clothes may not be better for you, right? Like, you have to understand that the actions or inactions that you have taken in your life have gotten you to the place you are. And then if you're not willing to change those actions, you're going to be in that same place. So if you're like, don't eat breakfast, or you're like, don't eat carbs, or I'm not a fat person, not going to eat fat. It's like, okay, how has that served you in the past? We have so many people come to us that have done keto in particular. Oh, I tried keto, lose a bunch of weight, gain it back. So this is what I hear. They're like, oh, it works when I'm on it. And I'm like, so then it doesn't work. And I don't have a problem with keto in particular. It's just an easy one to pick on, because so many people jump on it for short-term results and then come to us because they have digestion issues or they're yo-yo dieting. And it really messes with your mind, because you're like, oh, this is your body image, you're feeling good. And it's really, all you're doing is reducing calories, and you're reducing those complex carbs that you don't, or those simple carbs that you shouldn't be consuming anyways. But if you were to take the simple carbs out and add complex carbs, you'd get the same result or very similar results if you're balancing properly, not just carb depriving, right? So if you're eating, or if you're not eating anything throughout the day, like most times we start working with women and they have like, they're too busy in the morning, right? Too busy getting the kids, grandkids ready for school. They might nibble at a few things, not sitting down for a meal. It's noon and they push that back later because they're so busy. It's 1 o'clock, they have a meal, and then it's dinner time. Can you guys hear that? Stampede upstairs. And then you have a huge meal in the evening, right? And there we go, spiking our blood sugar levels. And then we lay on the couch, we're stuffed because we ate too much food, and it's usually low quality food, like a big bowl of white pasta. Not going to do it for you, right? It's not going to get you the results you're looking for. So, what I was talking about is reference point. If you're not eating anything, like if you're eating 1,000 calories a day, and we put you on 1,500 or 1,800, and you're like, oh my gosh, this is way too much food, I can't eat it. But then here's what happens, is we hear from our clients and they're like, oh, I'm starting to get hungry, or it's not enough food. And I'm like, 2 weeks ago, you told me it's too much food, right? But that, now we know we're increasing your metabolism. You're starting to burn body fat. You're starting to see results. And that's what I want you guys to do. So if you're not having breakfast, you got to start having breakfast. The problem with breakfast is it's simple carb heavy. So you can look at pancakes, French toast, muffins, oatmeal. Oatmeal will probably spike your blood sugar levels. But it's still a better source than you look at those things that we feed our kids, like, well, we don't, Fruit Loops or Captain Crunch. Like, that's all sugar, and their blood sugars go through the roof. They're bouncing around all over the place. Then we're like, hey, that kid needs some medication. Got ADD. Like, or you give them some magnesium and stop giving them so much sugar. Crazy, right? This is our program. This is our process. You stop starving yourself earlier in the day, packing everything in the evening. You're calorie deprived. You're nutrient deprived. So you're snacking in the evening. And then, like, women often come to us and they're like, I'm craving so much. Like, always craving in the evening. I'm always snacking. And I say, what are you eating earlier in the day? Nothing. So if you want to stop craving or heading to the pantry and eating all the chips, cookies, and pop that you shouldn't be having anyways, you got to start front loading some of your calories and start to balance out your nutrients. You know what sometimes is, if we haven't had a salad for a few days or a week or so, a week and a half, we're like, sometimes we're just like, we say to ourselves, I just want a big salad. So you start to crave this type of stuff and you start to enjoy it. So some of you could be sitting there and being like, I don't want to eat this. I don't want to eat that. I don't want to eat breakfast, but your body starts to look for it. So once we start getting our clients on having breakfast, even if they're not used to it, if they start having breakfast more consistently, we're increasing their metabolism, and they miss that breakfast, they tell us they're starving in the morning. That's because we sped up your metabolism, and that's what we do. That's how we help you burn body fat, increase energy. improve digestion and balance out your blood sugar levels. So if you're consistently eating throughout the day, let's say four meals, that's what we like to keep our people at, your blood sugar levels are balanced if you're consuming a balance of your macros, right? If you're having breakfast and it's all the carbs that I mentioned, what happens? Spike, and then there's the crash. And then we're like, I don't have any energy. You don't have any energy because you just put a bunch of low quality food in your body that's going to spike your blood sugar levels, drop it back down, and you're going to crash, right? The afternoon crash is often because of A, either lack of nutrients, or B, low quality nutrients at lunchtime, like steak and potatoes, alcoholic beverage, falling asleep at the desk, right? So you, when you're looking at your balancing your macros, when you're looking at healthy fats, there's a number of different fats. I like MCT oil, of course. That's my top fat. We consume that every day, multiple times a day. You can look at avocado oil. You can look at a good quality. You can look at avocados in particular. Like, I like to have a quarter or a half of an avocado. So those are your fats. You can look at grass-fed butter if you want. No margarine, no canola, no seed oils. All that stuff is nonsense. That stuff ruins your, it increases inflammation, ruins your joints, destroys your digestion, your microbiome. You got to stay away from those oils, right? We did a show on arthritis recently, and that, like, those oils will help expedite your arthritis in your joints, and that's not something that anybody wants. So that's number one. You're looking at fat. So we got to start to have more fats. The other thing is good fats start to eat bad fats, or they burn off bad fats. So that's one of the macros we have to start consuming on a regular basis, at least three meals. In at least three meals, possibly four. From there, we're looking at veggies. Most times we're looking at breakfast, no veggie, no fiber, no antioxidants, right? So we're missing out on those digestive properties, those healing properties, those energizing properties. We like to have a green smoothie in the morning. Those are phytonutrients that get into your cellular, that reach you at a cellular level, super bioavailable. A lot of people say they feel like a natural high or a natural energy lift. That's because of all the nutrients in a green smoothie. If you need that recipe, let us know in the comments. And we'll send it to you. Or it's at trueformlife.com. You type in green smoothie recipe and you have it for you.
One of the things I would like to ask of you guys is that some of you know that I don't run ads on the show and don't plan on in the immediate future. So the only ask I have for you is that you help us spread the word so we can help more women burn body fat, increase energy, and balance their hormones. And the only way that we can do that is if you can rate and review this podcast. So the single thing that I could have you do or could ask of you is to leave a review. It'll take 5 minutes or one swipe of the thumb. It would mean the absolute world to me. And more importantly, you could change the world for someone else. As many of you know, there's plenty of women that struggle in this age group for balancing hormones, increasing energy, and burning body fat. So if you could help spread the word, that would make a big difference in our life and probably someone else's as well.
So a lot of times if you're not going to have veggies, so I told you that that veggie meal that we mentioned was, it had sprouts in there, cucumbers, tomatoes. I know it's a fruit, but you have some type of fiber in there, which most people miss because their breakfast is so hard, carb heavy, like just oatmeal or just cereal. And we got to start balancing carbs, you got to start balancing other macros. So you got to have some eggs in there, or you got to have some sausage or whatever. There's a bunch of different things you could have, right? From there, lunch could be like a light salad. So that's not really what you need. It's not the substance. It's not the balancing that you need when it comes to the macros that you're looking for. So you could have a salad with black beans or a quinoa and then sliced up chicken breast, MCT oil on there. So you have all your macros, right? That's different. Like, that's a different salad. We have tons of salad recipes on our website. That's much different than sitting down and having a big bowl of pasta or having, white rice at lunchtime, like white rice. I'll talk about carbs here in a second. White rice will digest very quickly, spike your blood sugar levels. Not really something that you're looking for. So you want to have a well-balanced meal. I guess that's my point with this whole conversation here, is trying to get you guys to understand the importance of balancing your meals. Because when I look at I looked at food journals for almost 10 years when I was working on with individual clients, personal training, and that's what I would see. Like, I would see a very little balancing of the macros. And that's when I say some of you may not one not know what I'm talking about when I say what we do with our clients is we balance the macros for them, and then we balance their, or then we keep them in a calorie count, and then we find recipes that taste good. So it's more of a step-by-step process that's more in depth. So that's what we look at when we're trying to create meal plans, and that's what you should be looking at as well. When it comes to carbohydrates in particular, in most cases, the white carbs are the simple carbs. So you could look at white bread. Bread's another tough one. I'd stay away from most breads in particular unless it's sourdough, or you can look at some better quality sprouted breads. But in most cases, breads are going to spike your blood sugar levels. You could look at pastas. Usually like the white pasta is going to spike your blood sugar levels, of course, right? White rice, white potatoes in particular. Like we got a big plate. Like what happens in Christmas or Thanksgiving? You have this big plate of white potatoes. You pour some gravy on there. You spike your blood sugar levels, and then you pass out on the couch, right? That's not ideal. That's not good for your health in any way. So white potatoes, unfortunately, especially those of you that plant them in the garden time, that's going to spike your blood sugar levels. Then we got to look at dinner. So dinner, we got to balance the macros, right? So did I go through all the macros? We went through healthy fats, antioxidants. That's an easy one. You need vegetables. Like you need vegetables in your diet. Green, leafy, bright colored, those seem to be the best. But that could be for a whole show. And I've done whole shows on each individual ones in particular, but I just want to give you guys a rough idea of what that looks like now. So then you have your complex carbs. When it comes to proteins in particular, we've seen better results with lighter color proteins. It is mind-boggling to me, like in Alberta, how many people don't like fish or seafood. It happens all the time. Like I couldn't even say, probably at least 33% of our clients don't like seafood or fish. And I'm like, I love it. So at any rate, that doesn't matter. I don't, but you have you in most cases, fish, you got to have chlorella with the fish. We can talk about that another time because of the hard metals, but you have your fish or wild salmon, for example. You have chicken or turkey breast. Those seem to do better than, like, we're not pork. We don't do pork for a number of different reasons. Steak is okay once in a while, but that tends to be harder to digest. So the lighter color types of meats seem to do better for burning body fat and just a cleaner type of protein macro. So that's the proteins in particular. So that those proteins need to be balanced. So, and here's what's interesting. We hear from a lot of people and they're like, I travel a lot, or I'm going on vacation, or I want to go out for dinner, so I don't think I can join your program. And I'm like, you got it all wrong. That's not what we teach. We don't tell people you can never go out to eat. You can never go on vacation. In fact, I feel like programs are built backwards. Like programs are built, like you have to design your lifestyle around your program, right? That will never be sustainable ever, because you live your lifestyle and your program should be built around your lifestyle. So when you're going out to eat, you balance the four macros, and any restaurant's going to have a chicken breast, wild rice, broccoli, and avocado, or ask them to put some a side of whatever oil they have on the side, and you can drizzle it on your veggies. That's it. That's how simple it can be. And so when we talk to our clients and they're going out for supper, we help them what's at the restaurant? What are they having? What type of restaurant? Let's help you balance those macros. You got to make those choices yourself though, right? If you're going there and you're getting deep fried food, you think that's going to spike your blood sugar levels? Of course it is. So if you're having appetizers, if you're having alcoholic beverages, if you're having dessert, ice cream, and a brownie after your meal, like it doesn't really matter if you balance your macros for the dinner meal. You're going to speaking of spiking blood sugar levels, those desserts are going to do that without question. Someone said something about, I posted a recipe for our ginger turmeric shot recipe. If you didn't see that, you got to try it. It's amazing. I love it. I've been drinking it every day. And then someone said, I said organic, like I choose organic garlic, organic turmeric, and then organic ginger. And they're like, where do you find those? I got to run all over the place. And I'm like, sometimes you got to put in more effort for your health. Like, I think it's worth it. Some people don't, but you make that decision for yourself, right? Okay. And then lastly, it's dinner. Like lastly, it's supper time. Most people probably calorie deprived or nutrient deprived. So they're going to the pantry. Cookies, chips, crackers, whatever it is. What happens? We're spiking our blood sugar levels. And then we're elevated, right? So then when we try to go to sleep, we're watching action movie. We are visually stimulated, scrolling through a news feed, blue light. It's all a vicious cycle. So you have to start to get away from that. You have to change your lifestyle, to be honest with you. Like you have to start getting away from that, like those actions that you're taking that keep you up at night. And that starts, in my opinion, starts with food. We believe in food to my core. Like food heals, food prevents, food cures. You have to start with food. And if I feel like my gosh, we just did a whole whole training with our MAT members in another group about all the other details. But I feel like quality nutrition would heal 80% of our issues, of our health issues. I really feel that. And of course, there's outliers or other issues, symptoms. But I feel like if you were just to eat your meals in the calorie count that you should be doing, and you're with a proper macro balancing, I feel like that would heal 80% of our health issues. I do. I don't know if that's a bold statement or not. And then you're looking at osteoporosis, arthritis, what else? Lack of energy. Then we can look at exercise. Put an exercise on top of that. I would say we're looking at 90% of health issues gone if we could just get people exercising. But we know most of the world doesn't exercise. And then, so that's 90%, and then proper supplementation from, like, you're not getting enough magnesium from food. So you're supplementing with magnesium, or you're supplementing in different areas. But you don't out-supplement a bad diet. You start with nutrition, you add in fitness, and then supplementation. I'm at like 98%. 98% of your health issues gone. But it takes time, and it takes effort, and it takes, like, we are set up to be obese. We're set up to be on medication. That's the world we live in. We are, like, it is hard. That's why most of the world doesn't do it. So if you want to be an outlier, if you want to be different, if you want to take control of your health, you got to make those choices for yourself. At any rate, I'm going to wrap things up here. Thank you so much for joining. I hope that was helpful. Let me know in the comments if that was worth watching. If not, I would be more than happy to hear that as well, and I'll improve on what we do. If you want a meal plan like I'm talking about, we'll consider sending them out. If you want one of our MAP meal plans, for 1 week, we can offer that to you. I guess it depends. We can do maybe 5 or 10 max. So if there's, let me know in the comments, say, I would like a meal plan, please. It takes time and effort. We got to do it for your, weight, to see real results. And we're probably not going to be able to take out allergies, or it just takes a ton of time, to be honest with you. So I can do 5. If there's more than 5 people that speak up, we'll put your name into a draw, and we'll pick 5 people to send that out. Does that sound fair? I'd like to give everyone one, but it just takes a very long time to do, and time. This point in our lives, as I mentioned earlier, is our most valuable asset, commodity, and time's very limited. So regardless, let me know in the comments if you'd like a meal plan, and we'll do our best to send one over. Otherwise, thank you so much for being here. At this point, we don't do any paid advertising. Everything comes to us through word of mouth, free content, shows like this. So if you could help us spread the word, I would be forever grateful. At any rate, I'm out of here. My voice is pretty much gone anyways. Have a wonderful weekend. Have a great day. I appreciate you all. Take care. We'll be right back.